Welcome to the Mindful Soul Center podcast. My name is Amy Adams. I'm your host and the producer of this podcast. Today's episode is a mini-sode. We're going to discuss 5 habits of a successful yogi. It's a brief episode, but before we get started, I just also want to let you know that our latest edition of the Mindful Soul Center magazine is out this Friday, February 14th. Check it out. You can read it at www.themindfulsoulcenter.com. You can also find other podcast episodes there, as well as music meditations and a whole lot more. So check out the website and let's get started. Hi, everyone. It's Amy from the Mindful Soul Center. I am sharing today 5 habits of a successful yogi. Now, it seems almost ironic because I'm sharing these tips today when I myself am limited in my practice because of a minor injury that is unrelated to yoga but has put a damper on my practice. But nonetheless, we can still overcome and do other things. So let's start with number 1 is focus on the big picture. Even when you're limited and you can't do something right in the very moment, realize that everything changes and that you can do what you can do now, and ultimately you're going to arrive to your destination through practice. So keep your eye not necessarily in the future, because we don't want to miss out on the present, but understand that everything changes. Don't place your focus on the setbacks and the problems, because what that's going to do is just make you miserable. Take it from someone who knows. I recently was focusing on them. So, number 2, be disciplined. Now, anybody who does anything in life, whether it's yoga, whether it's art, mastering any kind of skill that you want to, if it's playing music, if it's learning how to do a dance, if it's learning how to memorize something or give a speech or to make a presentation, whatever it is that you do in life, be disciplined. If you want to be disciplined, practice every day. So even when you are limited, if you can't do poses, or also known as asanas, then meditate. Sit with your thoughts. Practice mudras. Practice breath work. Set aside the time each day to be disciplined and committed to your practice. My number 3 is being committed to loving yourself. And what does that mean? Well, it's being committed to loving yourself enough to take the time to care for your body, mind, and spirit. And you can do that each day by practicing yoga, or if you're not into yoga, even though this video is about yoga, you can, whether it's exercise or any other thing that you want to do to improve your physical well-being and your mental well-being and your emotional well-being, then commit to it. Love yourself enough to do it every day. So if you find yourself thinking, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, I didn't do it today, but I can do it tomorrow. Just stop yourself in your tracks right now. Take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes, take 15 minutes. That's such a small amount of time, and do it right now. If you find yourself in that state of mind, just remind yourself, I love myself enough to care for my body. I am worthy of caring for my body and taking care of it. Number 4 is be mindful of the right use of your time. So I think all of these like five tips that I'm giving you here, they all are very interrelated. It's all about commitment, discipline, taking time, loving yourself, and being the person that you want to be. Not that somebody else wants you to be, but being the person that cares enough about themselves to take the time to do what works for them. And when you fill up your own cup, you have a lot more to offer. Yeah, there's a big self-care boom, whatever, everybody's gone crazy over it. But it really does mean just that. Take care of yourself. And when you're full, you have so much more energy to take care of others and be the best that you can be. Be mindful of the right use of your time. So how are you spending your time? If you're not sure about how you're spending your time and it seems to get away from you, take a few minutes and write a list. What am I doing each day? What am I eating? How often am I eating? How often am I working out? How often am I working? What are the hours in the day? How many hours am I spending caring for my children, for my partner, or other people in your life? How much time am I spending on my friendships? How much time am I spending doing for others? How much time am I spending doing for me? Just take an inventory. Go through it. Be mindful of your time. This will help you to understand how you're spending your time, and then you can make adjustments to it. Go through it. Be mindful of your time. This will help you to understand how you're spending your time, and then you can make adjustments to it. So the last item is visualize your success. Now that sounds like a business thing. A lot of people, mindset, visualize success, blah, 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 blah. Vision boards and all that other stuff. Well, those things are awesome and great, but I want you to visualize yourself being successful. So say for instance, like for me, since I'm not able to have the same level of practice that I normally do, then I can visualize it. I can imagine myself getting back to full health and being able to perform some of these various different poses. Right now, my left leg is very limited, but I can imagine myself getting better. And I can visualize my success. So I can visualize my success with yoga. I can visualize my success in all kinds of things in life. But those are my five tips. I hope that they help you. And I also want to briefly tell you just a little bit about something that the Mindful Soul Center is beyond just making videos and making a magazine, which are all awesome, and the podcast. But there is something new, and it's a social network that you can join. It is for free, and it just started last month, and I'm so excited because we're starting to get some new members, and I can't wait till everyone starts posting various things. It's kind of similar to Facebook in that you can post links and videos and different things, and you can share with the community. And we have topics. So the topics that are in the social network, and there's no ads. There's no, once in a while I'm going to tell you about a course or something like that. But there's no like ads, there's no distractions, there's no crazy stuff. It's all about yoga, meditation, philosophy, art, music. Be the Change is another category. So we're sharing information there that is about how we can live our best lives. So I hope you'll join me. So simply go to mindfulsoul.center, and then you can also visit our website, which is themindfulsoulcenter.com, where you can listen to the podcast and you can read the magazine and all that other great stuff, because we also have meditations on our YouTube channel, etc. Anyway, and I want to hear from you. Let me know what other topics you'd love for me to cover. I'm all ears. I'm listening. So let me know. Thank you so much for being here today. Namaste.